September 29, 1900. The victim's souls are supports and props for Jesus. I went through several days of silence between me and Jesus, and with scarce suffering. At the most, it seems he wanted to continue tempting me to make me exercise a little bit more patience. And here is how. On coming, he would say, "My beloved, I long for you from heaven. In heaven do I await you." And he would escape like a flash. Then, coming back, he would repeat, "Cease your ardent sighs now, for you make me languish continuously, to the point of fainting." Other times, "Your ardent love, your yearnings, are refreshment for my saddened heart." But who can say them all? It seemed to me that he was feeling like composing verses, and sometimes he would express these verses by singing them. However, without giving me the time to say a word, he would escape immediately. Then, this morning, as the confessor placed the intention of having me suffer the crucifixion, I saw the Queen Mama crying and almost contending with Jesus in order to spare the world so many scourges. But he showed himself reluctant, and only to content the Mama he concurred in making me suffer. Then, afterwards, as if he had placated himself a little, he said, "My daughter, it is true that I want to chastise the world. I have the lashes in my hands with which to strike it. But it is also true that if both you and the confessor interest yourselves with praying me and with suffering, that is always a support, and you would come to place as many props in order to spare the world, at least in part. Otherwise, not finding any support or props, I will pour myself out free hand over the people." Having said this, he disappeared.